It's time to bring in Pat Pagano to get the details of what's going to happen over the next 48 to 62 hours. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And, well, let's look at it this way. Today is the last day of fall, as you know that. Winter comes in tomorrow afternoon. So sunny in the mid-30s today. The normal is 39, so it's pretty close. And then it's nice and clear tonight, 15 to 20. Now for tomorrow, sun with increasing high clouds. So it's not going to be a bad day. Winter comes in at 448. And the highs will be in the mid-30s. Now on Thursday, above cloudy skies. And looks like a little wet snow could develop late in the day, from what I could tell. I think it's going to be after 2 or 3 o'clock. But it's going to change the rain. So I don't expect any problems there. High 35 to 40. Your Friday is very windy and mild with rain, around 50 degrees, but that rain could easily convert over to a snow shower or a snow squall in the afternoon as the Arctic front goes by, and that could cause a flash freeze, because if we're at 50, let's hypothetically say the front goes by at 2 p.m., and at that point, we're at 50 degrees. By 6 p.m., you'll be around 30 or 28. So we are going to drop, within a few hours, we're going to drop 25, 30 degrees, which could cause a flash freeze. If you are driving, that could be a problem, depending upon where you are, especially in some of the hilly terrain, you know, where you can get some, obviously, black ice forming. So you have to be very, very careful. And as I alluded to yesterday with the airlines, big problem Friday, because here on the East Coast, you got wind and you have heavy rain. That in itself will cause major delays. But then when you add a blizzard to one of the major airports like Chicago or O'Hare, you have big, big problems in the hub. So, and they too will have wind. Detroit will have wind. Atlanta will have wind, even though they won't have rain or snow. So big problems Friday. If you can get out Thursday, I thoroughly suggest you do that. Let me just tell you, I'm looking at these forecasts. I normally never like to go off on this, but I put myself in the place of our listeners, who may not be listening to me right now, but they go online real quick in the morning and they just want to get a quick forecast. And this is the National Weather Service. Now this forecast that I'm reading to you is for, Willimantic, Connecticut. It's likewise for Bradley and other places, of course, Connecticut. Okay. Friday, that's the forecast. Rain, a high of 59, breezy. Folks, remember that word, breezy, comma, with a southeast wind, 20 to 24, with gust as high as 50. You tell me where those numbers constitutes the word breezy.
They don't. No, they don't.
When you look at the Boston forecast, they're calling for breezy with a high of, with wind gusts to 55 miles an hour. And Bradley, the same thing. Winds up to 55 miles an hour. But I don't get it. I think that it was an oversight. You know, I think that sometimes, you know, forecasters are so used to just typing, you know, like partly sunny, breezy, and cool. You know, and then they put the wind in and they don't realize that breezy does not work with 50 mile per hour winds.
Breezy doesn't work with 20 mile an hour winds.
Yeah, really. Absolutely. I totally agree. So anyhow, keep that in mind. The weekend, Christmas weekend, blustery clouds, there'll be some sun. It will be cold. We're staying in the 20s, folks, by day, mid-20s, and there could be passing flurries. I don't think there'll be any kind of an accumulation, but for those of you who like to see the snowflakes fly by on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, you may see some of those fly by, and that is all she wrote.
So Christmas Eve is Saturday,
right?
And Christmas is Sunday.
Saturday, right, and the observed Christmas is Monday.
What do you mean?
They're observed. Most all the government offices are closed on Monday.
On Monday.
Yeah.
But so it's Saturday and Sunday, and it's going to be cold and windy those days.
Yeah, and Monday, no exception. Same thing. Monday will be, you know, maybe a few degrees warmer, but still blustery and cold. By the way, Dan Henry will be on Monday for me, this Monday and next Monday. I, unfortunately, will be having to work Christmas Eve before I go to my sister's, because somebody has to do the forecast for Christmas Day and New Year's Day, since none of the staff will be working, and I gave them all off.
You're a hell of a guy.
Yeah.
I can tell you that on Saturday and Sunday, if you're looking for me, I'll be at Casa Miles. I won't step foot out. It's gonna
I know. It'll be too cold for you. Too cold and windy for Mars.
Too cold and windy. I'll be sitting in my own little world, my own little Santa world.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. I wish I could do that. I mean, I'm not too, you know, I'm not thrilled about making the commute back and forth to Long Island. But I have to do that. And I'm not disappointed yet, but I'm getting myself ready. My nephew, who has two little girls, Emmy, she is now a little over three. And she was the little girl 3 years ago.
Who was sick.
Who was sick, and they had COVID in the hospital, but they didn't know about COVID then. Unfortunately, she's sick now. She's not in the hospital, but she probably has like the flu that's going around. And her little sister, Cora, is a year and a half. She just got sick. Now, I have not seen my great niece, Emmy, since the time she got sick. So I haven't seen her in a good 2.5 years. And I've never, ever gotten to meet my great niece, Cora, because of the pandemic. So they are expected to be at my sister's on Saturday, and I'm only hoping that the kids are better, so he'll take them out, because if they're not better, he may say, with the wind and the cold, I don't think it's a good idea taking them, so I may not get to see them again.
Have they sent pictures to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They're just both adorable. And I get some videos, you know, from little Emmy. God bless her for three. I mean, she's a mouthful. She just talks away like you can't believe. And so does the little one, a year and a half. I can't believe the vocabulary on her. I just really can't wait to meet them, but we shall see what happens. That's Saturday night. And then on Sunday, I'll be back out on the North Shore of Long Island. So come Monday, can you take a guess what Pat's going to be doing?
Sleeping.
You got it.
Now, if you're going to be on Long Island, that's going to be really breezy and cold out there.
Oh, yeah. You got it.
I mean, there's nothing, there's not even any hills to break up the breeze, and it's going to come in off the ocean, right?
No, the wind will be coming from the other way.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, at least that's one good thing.
Well, that's one good thing. But you're still right. It's still, you know, since there's no hills, it's flat, so the wind is always biting, you know. But luckily, I'll be in the car. And, you know, I'll only be out for a few minutes, but still, you know, it's not fun being in the car and being stuck in traffic and having to listen to the same Christmas songs over and over again on Sirius Radio.
What's the great thing since coming to public radio, since we started this station 12 years ago? Mm-hmm. I used to dread every year being at a commercial station and pulling out the same 600 songs.
Yeah.
And now I don't, because we've got so much classical music. So there's classical Christmas music by,
that,
and we have adult programs like folk music and jazz and stuff like that. So I don't have to worry about that anymore. I don't
That's
worry.
Great.
About
and by
anymore.
The way, you heard there was an earthquake in California, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do a radio station in Eureka, and the owner texted me when it happened 2 hours ago to tell me that he has no power, the station's running on the cloud, and he said things fell all over his house.
Eureka!
Eureka.
All right, Pat, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Yeah, you have a good one.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.